Well, thank goodness we have the MVPP on the phone.
Wouldn't it be great if I went to it right now?
Yeah, we have a mom and a son.
It'd be great if I go to it right now.
Kristen and Cam.
Let's see if there's anything else I should throw on here before.
No, we got a 12-year-old hockey player and his mom. And if you can believe it, roller skating in their town was not legal.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they changed the law, and it took 2 years, which is really appropriate on a day where we're voting, because it shows you how people can make a difference locally, you know?
Kristen Umla and your son, Cam Noyes, right, Kristen?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. Cam, how are you?
Great, thanks. How about you?
Doing great. Thanks for being on. What do you mean you can't roller skate in New Hampshire? What kind of town do you guys live in?
So we decided to rollerblade to school one day in the summer, like first couple of days of school. And the police officer doing the crossing guard told us it was illegal. So we decided to make a difference in our town.
And Kristen, when Cam said, we got to do this, I'm sure you were very proud.
I was super proud. I had no idea what to do. And Google came to the rescue on how to affect change in our local town. And that's the beginning of the story.
So inline skating is a big deal when you're learning how to play hockey or in the summertime if you want to play. And obviously, you don't have ice at the ready. So you technically, following the law, you weren't even supposed to do that, I guess, right?
That's right. Right. Yeah. Roller skating, inline skating was all prohibited under a town ordinance, which we learned, as Cam described, on the way to school one day. We were going to rollerblade to school every day, which was our idea before the snow hit. And as it turns out, 2 years it took in the making to finally legalize it. And now we can rollerblade to school.
How do you change a law, Cam? Because obviously you learned in the process. So educate the rest of us. What'd you have to do?
So we went to a Board of Selectmen meeting our first time that we tried to legalize it, and we just wanted to, like, see how the process was. So we pitched our case, and they said, come back with 25 signatures, and then, like, basically we can talk. So me and my little brother went around town. This is a couple months later, and we knocked on doors. And they're like, we got two reactions. One was, it's illegal to rollerblade. And the other one was, of course I'll sign. A lot of people in the town didn't realize that rollerblading was illegal.
What a good thing to do. And if you came to my house, I'd sign it twice. all right, so...
Go
ahead, Mom.
I'm sorry, that was... So what Cam was describing was we drafted a petition warrant article for the townsfolk to sign, and so they gained over 30 signatures, which allowed us to bring that back to the town to try to earn the endorsement of the selectmen before it hit the ballot this past March.
You know, the interesting thing, too, is that it only took 25 signatures. Petition level, are there different numbers of signatures to change any law? Or are you and Cam going to start changing every law in New Hampshire now?
25 is the standard, as we understand it. There may be different criteria for those warrant articles that affect a budget or require monetary decisions. But the 25 signatures was the minimum for our town, and we wanted to just get a few extra to make sure that there were no hiccups in, like, authenticating the actual signature, making sure that they were all registered voters within our town. So I think that was the baseline.
So if I'm doing the math correctly, Cam, you were 10 when you started on this journey, correct?
Correct.
Did you have any idea it would take until you were 12 to get it passed?
No, when I first started, I really didn't have much of an idea of what it took to change an ordinance in this town. I actually did a school project in my social studies class on changing a law. They assigned us, they said, what would one thing in this town be that you could change? And I chose rollerblading, so me and my partner did a whole project on it. When I got home one day, me and my mom, like, went over facts together.
Oh, pretty cool.
So I know when people voted, it was approved 1,139 were in favor, 465 against. I wonder why, what would people be voting against it for? What's the reason?
Maybe they could think, like, they don't want the town to have, like, be responsible, like, if something unspeakable happens.
Sure, there you go.
Lawsuits. Yeah.
Well, one of the things, too, that Cam heard from one of the people on the board, Cam was asked, well, what if you hit a pothole? You get a rock caught in a wheel. And and what did you say to that?
I said, well, you're mostly on 1 foot at any given time. So if you, like, hit a pothole or if a rock gets caught in your blade or, like, the wheels, you can simply just switch to the other foot.
And what else? Pothole? The potholes are where, Cam?
In the middle of the road.
They're in the middle of the road. You're on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
I'm very impressed. Does this fire you up for politics, Cam? Maybe you should be president.
Yeah, my grandfather, we were actually talking about that. He said to me, you should maybe become a politician someday.
Well, you know what? We need great new young minds in this crazy business of politics, and you sound like one of them. Mom, you should be very proud. I know you are, and what a cool thing for you and your son to do together.
Sure am. Thank you guys so much.
All right. You guys are the most valuable people on the planet. You know what we need to do?
High five, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Michael, Michael, send this lovely family some good Chicago pizza instead of the cardboard they're probably eating in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we need some deep dish up here.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, hold the line if you would, please. 7:34, we'll come back with the headlines in just a second at 720 WGN.